Welcome to the Vegan Changemaker podcast. My name is June Fuchs, and I'm on the quest to veganize over 50% of the global human population by the year of 2030. Sounds delusional? Well, obviously, I can't do it alone, and that's why in this podcast, you're getting to meet some of the most influential, inspiring, and impactful vegans there are. May this episode help you create more vegan impact in the world, because we need your help as well, dear vegan friend.
I'm always feeling excitement when we get started. It's so beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. And right. I want to thank you, June, for asking me to be a guest on your podcast. I've been really, really excited about doing this. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And everybody who's listening right now and wondering, who is this? Who is this beautiful voice? Who is this beautiful woman? In today's episode, I'm very happy to introduce you to a mastermind, a vegan entrepreneur, somebody that I met online via the Vegan Business Networking platform, which is a great platform that is providing vegan entrepreneurs and vegan business owners to connect with one another. I'll leave you with the link to the Vegan Business Network in the description. This video is not sponsored by the Vegan Business Network, by the way. Wow. So today I'm here with you, my love, with Shabari Monica Das. And I'm about to tell you what this woman has created and established. And this might blow your mind because she's a long-term vegan. You've been vegan for 25 years. You're also the founder and manager of World Vegan Market. You're the leader of the London Vegan Business Network, the founder and owner of Shabari Snack Shack, and the founder and owner of Ethi Green, a green beauty ambassador at Shabari Loves Tropic. So in the past, you were general secretary and board member of the European Vegetarian Union for 8 years and council member / European liaison officer for the International Vegetarian Union for 4 years. Most of the board members and council members were also vegan. So Shabari's roles involved international travel, meeting with delegates from vegetarian, vegan, / animal rights organizations in Europe and the USA to discuss how to push forward the movement. All the food provided at the events was vegan, obviously. So you've been really on a journey here, right? Currently wears various hats, running several vegan businesses. That's why you're here today, because we want to talk about vegan entrepreneurship. So your main business initiative is the World Vegan Market, where you help vegan businesses be seen by an online global audience of thousands. You also lead the London Vegan Business Network, as we said before, supporting over 1,200 vegan businesses, freelancers, startups, aspiring entrepreneurs, professionals, students, and also job seekers. So you're also running a vegan snack business, which you launched last year, a vegan skincare business, which you started 9 years ago and is looking to launch a green lifestyle consultancy. You have wealth of knowledge about veganism, green issues, and natural / chemical-free living. You're driven by justice and firmly believe in transparency, fairness, equity, and the rights of individuals, groups, and animals, of course. Wow, what a journey you've been on, my love. So I'm super excited to have you here with us today. How are you, my love?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. And I'm really, really super excited to be here as your guest, June. And how are you?
Gosh, I'm great. I was so excited to do this with you. Like, we've been connected for a while, and
we have.
Now that everybody knows what your background is, we're just excited to see what tips and what advice we can give to aspiring entrepreneurs, to people that are vegan, maybe growing a business, maybe starting out a new business, and really having their morals and values aligned with what they're doing, right? And so today I want to pick your brain a little bit for our audience and give them some amazing advice from your wisdom and your experience. One thing that we talked about before we started recording this episode was what it takes, right, to build a business, to be an entrepreneur. And I know in the social media world, it's a bit of a trend. People see, oh my God, I'm going to quit the 9 to 5. You know, I'm going to do an online business and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be abundant. I'm going to be wealthy and I'm not going to work for it. And that's delusional, period. It's delusional. It really takes work. It takes attention. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the moment where you decided to start your first business? What kind of mindset were you in back then? And what did it take you to start, you know?
Absolutely. So if we go back almost 9 years, back to me starting my vegan skincare business. Now, at the time, I was in the corporate world. I must have had something like 30 different jobs, and, you know, including my volunteer jobs for the European Vegetarian Union and also the International Vegetarian Union as well. So they're included in the 30 different jobs that I had done before I decided to become self-employed. And the way it actually happened was that I had in my mind that I wanted to launch a vegan business, you know, something that would align with my values, but I wasn't quite sure what to do. And, you know, having studied international business at a master's degree level, I knew all the theory, but I didn't actually have any experience in running a business at all. So what happened was the opportunity came at exactly the right time. So I received an email from somebody who is a mentor and life coach, and I happened to be on their mailing list because they were doing events at Mind, Body and Soul festivals, and I had missed their talk, but I had signed up for their mailing list. And so when I saw this particular opportunity, it had three words that convinced me. One was vegan business, the other one was life coach, and the other one was Lord Sugar. And I'll tell you why that's significant. That is because Lord Sugar, who is one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the UK, arguably in the world. I mean, he's a billionaire now, so of course he's very, very successful. So he actually invested in this company, and the person who's the founder, she was on the UK version of The Apprentice, and even though she didn't win, she managed to get an investment from Lord Sugar, and I thought that this is a fabulous opportunity. It's really you know, a great way for me to learn business skills while having having somebody as a mentor, while having the backing of a company as well. So I would have to do all the things that, you know, that I would need to in order to run a successful business, you know, being able to do promotion, being able to go out there and speak to people and network. But I didn't actually have to create the products, which really suited me. And so that is how it all began. And I did actually throw myself into doing that full time. But if you were to ask me, well, you know, say somebody is working at the moment and they're thinking like, well, I'd really like to start a vegan business, but I'm not quite sure what to do. I have a few ideas in my head. My advice would be, don't give up your day job. Try starting something alongside what your day job, and then see how that goes. Because I think the most important thing is doing market research. I mean, for me, I kind of did market research after I launched my businesses, and you know, having to keep up with the market research. But my advice would be start off doing the market research before you put any effort in, before you put any money in. Do your research, see if there's a market for your idea, and don't just ask your friends and family, because of course, you know, like they're gonna say, or your mum, of course it's great what you're doing. So you know, your friends and your family, your mum or whatever, they're not your ideal clients. Mm-mm. So you need to test the water with your ideal clients, and so that would be my one of the kind of first things that advice on first things that you need to do.
Yeah, and that is so important, because I remember when I started out, I thought I was the smartest of them all and I had it all figured out, you know. And when you're turning into an entrepreneur and you're having ideas that you want to realize, as you just said so nicely, research first, you know. Are there people out there that need or are looking for what I want to create or offer? Is there already someone or a company that does a very similar thing? Can I go and research how they did it? Maybe can I be mentored by somebody who did it, so that I don't have to go the route of trial and error for years and waste tons and tons of money?
Yeah.
But that I can either, you know, hire someone to help me get there, that I can interview some people, or that I can just study the process that they did. Very important. Thank you so much for sharing that, right? So all our listeners today that are tuning into this idea of becoming an entrepreneur, of creating a vegan-based business, which doesn't mean that it's always food-related, right? Because veganism can be influenced in any area of our life, or let's say it influences every area of our life. So you were talking about beauty products. Before we hit record, we were talking about makeup lines, right? Because I'm looking for vegan makeups here in Bali. And so veganism is so 360 degrees. Like it can be, you know, applied everywhere, and any kind of business can be more veganized through the processes, the people they hire, the, you know, the way they transport things, etc. There's always room for optimizing. And those are a lot of questions. So back to what you said, get somebody or research properly. How has it been done before? Is there space for this in the market? Do people ask for it? These are really important questions to ask before you get started with this brilliant idea that you have in your mind already. We know you have it. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But we all, make mistakes. It's kind of trial and error. And as I mentioned, before I started my vegan skincare business 9 years ago, everything that I learned was theory. And you don't know, how you're going to be unless you actually start. And, you know, maybe some people are a little bit sort of apprehensive about even starting, but definitely do your research, don't put it off, just go for it. I would say, yeah,
love the encouragement, which also shows your mindset, right? And this is something that I also want to talk to you about, because as you've been in the game for quite some time, nearly a decade, and 25 years already as a vegan in this world. So it does take a really empowered mindset to keep going, because at this moment in time, we're around 1.1% of the global population are vegans. And guess how many of those are, you know, running vegan businesses? Very little, very little. Mm-hmm. So it takes a lot of mindset strength to stand there and say, hey, I'm embodying these values and I'm driving them through my business, or I'm basing my business on these values, and to stand tall, because there's going to be a lot of resistance. The big players out there, they don't have vegan businesses, right? Most of them don't. So what kind of like mindset do you have to be in to build a business and stay an entrepreneur and a founder and an owner of a business for so long? What kind of mindset do you have to get yourself into?
If you're a vegan already, you would have, that determination. You would already have dealt with all these questions that people come and ask you about. Oh, where do you get your protein? When, you know, are you going to be healthy as a vegan? And you've stood up for yourself. So, you know, first of all, well done to the listeners that home who are vegan and you are already, you know, answering all those questions from people who are giving you a hard time for being a vegan. So that is what you need as well in order to succeed in business. You need that tenacity, you need that determination, I always say that there are going to be times when it's going to be so difficult. There will be days when you won't even want to get out of bed because it's so hard, you've been sort of like making so many phone calls, sending so many emails, and it's kind of like tumbleweed. And you need the kind of personality to get you through that. And that means that in your mind you will need to think of the kind of for example, you're running a vegan business, you are automatically running a purpose-led business, and it's keeping that purpose in mind, it's keeping that vision in mind, and that will help you through the tough times. And I'm not going to pull any punches, there will be a lot of tough times, but as long as you keep that vision in mind, as long as you keep that the reason for you doing this is for to create a vegan world, it's a purpose that is bigger than yourself, and as long as you keep that in mind, that will keep you going during those hard times.
The word that comes up for me as you just said that is selflessness, but not to the extent of lack of self-worth, but really to the extent of I'm a part of the vehicle. I'm the channel to help grow this vegan vision. Because as the research that I've been doing over the past years has shown that, going vegan on a more global scale, it is the fastest solution for us to obviously save tons, billions of animals' lives, to save tons of resources, save tons of water and foods, which can be used to feed humans worldwide, and also heal the planet, because we don't need to farm and create that much anymore and have so much electricity and transport for those animals and the foods for animals. So going vegan essentially really is the most important step for us as an individual to contribute to healing the world. There's other steps too, but that one has priority number one. And so when we remember that we are a channel for, bringing healing and compassion to the world, and when we always, as you said it so nicely, have this vision as our North Star, that's the driving force, because hard times are there. Self-doubt is there. The inner saboteur will come up. No clients will happen to you. Questioning, what the fuck am I doing wrong? I'm not selling. That will most probably happen to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so having that as your North Star, so important, such a good message. Thank you for sharing, Shabari. Another thing that I'm really curious about is when you're building one vegan business, right? And very often you're having so many ideas that they don't fit under this one business you've built. Let's say you're working on, or you're building, or you already have created and you're scaling a vegan skincare business. And then you have so many ideas around, hey, my skin is also very connected to the clothes that I'm wearing, right? So I can take really good skin care, good care of my vessel, of my skin, but then I wear like clothes that are made from, I don't know, and they are washed in chemicals and blah, blah, blah. So expanding these businesses, and sometimes one business doesn't fit into another business, right? And this is where you are an expert, I would say, because you said it so nicely before, you're wearing different hats, you're having these different businesses. And what would you say to somebody who has a pool of ideas, can't fit them into one business? What kind of advice would you give them in hosting, running, building, and launching different businesses? What's important for them to know?
Well, I would say that that make sure that that you have to be very, very organized when you're running several different businesses. So, you know, I have my vegan skincare business. I run the London Vegan Business Network. I also, my main business is the World Vegan Market, which I launched in November 2020. So that's my main business. And then last year I launched Shibari's Snack Shack as well. So yes, my advice is to be very, very organized. Get yourself a diary and then map out what days you're going to work on which business, and then write down exactly what you're going to be doing, because even when you're running just one business, you're still having to wear lots of different hats. So you're going to be the person who's going to be doing all the admin and accounts, you're going to be the person who is going to be doing the networking and then the promoting. You have to have a wide variety of skills as well, so like your social media skills, your marketing skills, your customer service skills. So there's a plethora of skills that you actually need to be able to run a business. You have to have great numeracy skills and great admin and organizational skills as well. So yes, my advice probably would be to start off with one business, see how that goes. And as I was mentioning earlier, if you have a full time job or a part-time job, don't give that up just yet, and then just see how you go with the launch of your business. And then further down the line, if you feel that it's going really well, but you want to do something else that you're very, very passionate about, then yes, do your research on that and then see if there's a market for that business as well. And then it's possible to run several different projects or several different businesses. It's absolutely possible to do that, but you do need to be highly organized and you need to be self-motivated and as I mentioned earlier, keep in mind of that of your purpose as well. Because the other thing I wanted to mention as well is that the great thing about running a vegan business or vegan businesses is that it's our form of activism as well. So, a lot of people, they may do, say, for example, go out and do street giving out leaflets on the streets or street activism. This is a great way of actually combining your activism as well as integrating the skills that you do have, as well as earning a living as well. So yeah, absolutely, you can use your business or your businesses as a form of activism as well.
I love the way you say that. And I want to emphasize on it, because a lot of us, when we are asked, are you an activist? They say, no, I'm vegan. Mm. I'm vegan for myself. And I don't believe that. And I know you're not going to believe that either after what I'm just saying and what Shibari just said, because you being a vegan means you having a presence, having a vision, right? You're doing it for something, and that itself already communicates. And if you tell somebody that you're vegan or you went vegan, that's already activism, because you're actively telling somebody a part of your story. And then when you take that further, as you say it, growing a vegan business, embodying the values of veganism as an individual is activism. Embodying them in your business is activism. Embodying them on the streets, talking to people, is activism. embodying them online in posts, social media, making videos, writing things, sharing things is activism. So being vegan and not active, it hardly exists. You got to be a hermit somewhere in the mountains with no internet. It hardly exists. And the cool thing about growing a vegan-oriented business or a vegan value-based business or a purely vegan business that is about vegan products, let's say, right? Regardless how veganism influences your business, it will, and it does, as you are a vegan. Regardless how it does that, it is scalable as well, right? So when somebody buys your product because they are environmentally conscious, but they're not vegan yet, and they get to know your product, get to love your product, get to see, oh, this is like, this company stands for values that I actually also feel like. So you introduce them to veganism via another route, and that's activism. So quit underestimating the impact that you can have if you're not on the streets doing outreach. That's only one way. And not everybody is fit for that. Not everybody has, you know, the resilience to have these conversations. Not everybody can stand next to animal abuse footage when it's screened at a Cube of Truth or a Diamond Formation by We the Free. Not everybody can do that. And you don't have to if it's not your cup of tea, right? If it's not your zone of brilliance, you don't have to. You find other ways to veganize the world, because there are many, many ways, as we've just learned a little more about how to bring entrepreneurship to the table as a vegan, how to grow a mindset of growing a business or multiple businesses. And one last thing I want to talk about with you, Shabari, you have been establishing yourself in the field. You're known in our vegan community. And you said before you have grown a lot of skills to drive your business, to bring it forward, to scale it, to bring up new side businesses. One thing that I am doing at this moment in time, I mean, I started my business by myself as well. I quit my job way too early, so I was struggling financially for a long time. And I want to emphasize on that you said don't quit your part-time jobs or your day jobs if you have them, because having these finances next to building your business is essential. It's essential. And I mean, I walk the walk without it. It's really fucking not funny. It's really hard. Right? But when you feel like there is things that your business needs to grow and expand, but you really can't do them, you hate them, you're really feeling blocked by them, outsourcing them is another way. So I want to ask you, have you always been very motivated to learn and to establish the skills by yourself, or have you also started outsourcing different things in your businesses?
Well, I pretty much do everything myself. So, you know, I'm my own bookkeeper, I'm my own accountant, but I in all the 30 jobs that I've done in the past, I did have quite a number of bookkeeping temp jobs. I am utilizing the skills that I've learned in the workplace in running my own businesses as well, being highly organized and admin skills, account skills, etc. What I have outsourced a little bit, when I say outsourced, I mean that I do have a friend and hubby helping with me with the tech side of things. So I have helped in that respect, but otherwise I myself have had to learn a lot of skills myself and use the skills that I've learned in my past projects, in my past work as well. One thing I would say is that during lockdown, when I started my World Vegan Market, the idea came about when a friend of mine who also runs the same vegan skincare business. She's a school friend of mine, and she had launched a Diwali market, an online Diwali market, and we were talking a little bit, and she said, well, why don't you launch an online vegan market? And at the time I was thinking, well, I want to do something with my London vegan business network, and you know, I'd asked her, would you think that I could launch my market within the London vegan business network? And she said, no, you would start off new, start off fresh, and create a completely new group. And without much thought, I thought, okay, I'm going to go for it. You know, no matter what happens, I'm just going to go for it. So the following day, I created a Facebook group and called it World Vegan Market, and now I'm actually on my I'm going to be starting my 16th online vegan market called World Vegan Spring Market. That's going to be starting next Saturday, in fact. And also you know, I wanted my market to be different to what is already out there. So, you know, not only did I want it to be just an online vegan market, helping vegan businesses increase their visibility and be seen by a captive audience, I now have an audience of over 3,500 members in the Facebook group, 4,500 altogether on Instagram as well. And how it's different to other markets out there is that I wanted it to be a platform for education, for people to come along to learn about veganism. So I every month I have different themes as well, like, for example, during Veganuary, I organized a Veganuary theme, and then also next month next month we're already at the end of February, so I'm going to be organizing an International Women's Day event, and I'm going to have some guest speakers there as well, who have stories to tell. And so these are powerful stories for people to come along to listen to, and also, yeah, as I mentioned, that it's all about promoting veganism. Like just as an example, not everyone who are members of the World Vegan Market are vegan, but they want to learn. Perhaps they have a family member who's vegan, or friends that are vegan, and so I didn't just want it to be like a buy and sell place. So I wanted it to be, as I mentioned, all about somewhere for people to learn more about veganism, somewhere where they can be entertained as well. During my Christmas special, I had a number of vegan performers as well. So, and then I also organize live cookery demonstrations as well. For example, during Easter last year, I had quite a plethora of vegan chefs doing cookery demonstrations, and they are really great crowd pullers as well. I just had this vision in my mind, and I just went with it. And this is the advice that I would give to anyone out there who's maybe thinking, well, I don't have the skills to actually do this. Well, the thing is, you might be seeing somebody in front of you now who is a confident speaker, but I never used to be. I mean, I used to be really shy, and I hated doing presentations, and I used to be really, really bad at doing presentations at university, at school, and but now, I mean, I love being in front of the camera. So if you think to yourself, well, I can't do it, or there's a saying that if you think you can, and if you think you can't, you are right. So it's all about mindset. Yeah, all about mindset.
That is so good. If you think you can, or if you think you can't, you can or you can't. That's great. Thank you for that advice, Shabari. Wow. I want to bring closure to our episode with asking you, because you shared with us all of these amazing things that are happening on your end. And I want people to get in touch with you if they want to know more, if they want to get involved, if they want to get their faces and asses into your market or into your events. Where do people reach you best?
Absolutely. So my website is www.worldveganmarketswithans.com. You can also reach me by email as well. That's info@worldveganmarketswithans.com. I'm also contactable by Facebook Messenger. Just look up Shabari Monica Das, LinkedIn as well. Look up Shabari Monica Das on LinkedIn. So there's a plethora of ways that you can get in touch with me.
All of those ways will be linked down in the show notes of this episode or in the description if you're watching this on YouTube. I want to thank all of our listeners for joining in today, and let us know, share with us on social media, like where you're at, what kind of business are you growing. If you have any questions, just shoot them either to Shabari or to me. My links to my social media and contacts are also down below. So we're looking forward to hear from you, and we thank you for joining this episode today. And to leave you with an echo of what Shabari just said, growth mindset. Orient yourself at growth and allow people into your life that help you grow, that help you develop a better mindset, because that's just the core of what it takes for you to grow and drive a business and veganize our world.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Vegan Changemaker podcast. Please share it with your friends, your family, your social network, and your loved ones. If you want to get your impact to the next level, I invite you to take the Vegan Impact Quiz. I created it to help you figure out what the next steps are for you to elevate your vegan impact and create more significant influence in the world. Check out the link. I left it for you in the show notes. And I'm curious to see where you're gonna land and what your next steps will be. Let's veganize this world together, dear vegan friend.